While everyone's obsessing about the Christmas season, you've got a different season on your mind. One where red noses come from shouting your support in the crisp, cold, pitchside air. Where the roaring fire is in your belly, not your sitting room. And the perfect gift is an unexpected win. Don't miss a moment with a GAA season ticket. A gift for yourself or the fan in your life. Available at gaa.ie/season ticket. Are you in? The GAA, where we all belong.
Last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
You may have comments you want to make about traffic congestion in Dublin. It could be that you're actually sitting at home today listening to this rather than being in the traffic, given that many people are working on a Tuesday to Thursday basis in the office. Monday and Friday seems to be the day when the traffic is not quite as congested, but there are so many people who have no option but to travel to work, who cannot work from home, and who are finding things very, very difficult in Dublin, a city which now ranks as Europe's third most congested city after London and Paris. We have three people to discuss this between now and 5 o'clock. Transport commentator Conor Faulkner, Janet Horner, councillor for the Green Party in the Dublin North Inner City. And Janet, can I warn you already, the text messages are coming in blaming the Greens for the traffic congestion. And also Mary Rose Burke, chief executive of the Dublin Chamber of Commerce. If I could start with you, Mary Rose. How much of an issue is it at present for employers in Dublin that many employees are finding it so difficult and it takes so long for them to get to and from work?
An issue the Dublin Chamber has lobbied on. And how did we get here initially? You look at, there's been years of underinvestment in public infrastructure and in efficient public transport, years of underinvestment in safe and cycling lanes and low density development. So that has led us to a place where people have to travel around the city. We don't have the density we would see in other cities. So this is a real issue for business. As you said, the third most congested in Europe and the 12th in the world. We estimate that congestion is costing about 350 million. In a year, and this is projected to rise to about 2 billion a year by 2033, just in terms of lost productivity. So in a recent survey of our members, about a third of them said that they're quite impacted by this, and it impacts on productivity, it impacts on employee and client morale, it increases costs associated with delivery and transportation logistics and service delivery for many of those businesses. So it's a real and very live issue, and we're always lobbying for enhanced infrastructure and public transport to try and resolve this traffic congestion issue.
That doesn't suggest that there's going to be any immediate easing in the problem, does it?
Well, with any of these complex problems, there's never a silver bullet, is there? But there is a Greater Dublin Area Transport Strategy that goes out from 2022 to 42, and that envisages huge investment in commuter rail, heavy rail, Metrolink, DART and Lewis expansions. And we would have participated in the public consultation process on all of those. And we know that mass public transit is the solution to congestion. What the real frustration for business is, how long it takes for us to make these decisions. And even when decisions are made and get through consenting processes, that we end up in the merry-go-round of nonsensical judicial reviews, adding time and years of time and millions to the cost of these things. So we'd like to see a great ambition, but also political courage in delivery of a sophisticated, modern, interconnected, multimodal public transport system right across the Greater Dublin area. And that gives great benefits to everybody. It's not just, this isn't just about work and business, it's around quality of life, productivity and work, of course, and allows people to get to work, but also to conduct their social life, to get to hospitals, to get to places of education. So it's critical for quality of life in the city.
Listener says, I'm a self-employed carpenter. The traffic is terrible in the city. The Green Party made it far worse. I need a van to transport tools to and from work. After Christmas, I'm going to turn down work in the city centre. Janet Horner, a friend of mine who runs a small business in Dublin city centre, says that he's now finding it very difficult to get tradespeople to come in to do necessary work in his premises because they say they can't get in, or they take so long to get into town, they won't do so.
Yeah, I mean, I think servicing the city is definitely a challenge for us at the moment, and we do need to make sure that service people can continue to get in and operate. The main barrier to that is, of course, traffic. And one of the things that I think, and Mary Rose was mentioning it there, is the number of people who are using their cars as their primary means of transport, who could otherwise be in buses, who could otherwise be in major public transport routes if we had them available at the moment. We don't, and we are under-delivering them. We need, our bus system is at capacity at the moment. We urgently need to be delivering on the Lewis Finglas project. We urgently need to be delivering on Bus Connects, which we've been talking about since I went to my first Bus Connects meeting before I was even a representative for the city in 2018. We are still only now in the process of starting to actually implement what those bus corridors could or should be. That is far too long a planning process by any means. But between Lewis Metro, Dart West, and the Bus Connects network, we have a huge amount of public transport infrastructure that we desperately need to deliver so that we can get people out of cars onto public transport. And in the meantime, we need to free up the available space within the city. And that means accelerating our public transport network. We are making progress on that. We have implemented changes on the quays and in the city centre that mean now Dublin Bus are consistently reporting that reliability of buses is improving and speed of getting buses into the city centre has significantly improved since we've implemented the changes on the quays, which means that we are cutting out some of the through traffic that was using the quays to get from one side of the city to the other. So there are certain things we can do as a city council to try and improve the traffic and transport, but the big infrastructure projects, we desperately need the government to put their money where their mouth is now and actually put the effort behind
these
projects.
Well, the Green Party was part of the last government. Why wasn't it done then when
you
were part of the
government? And in that time, we saw significant acceleration. These are where these projects have actually, why we have these projects in a pipeline now, because in the last term of government, we were delivering and we were bringing forward and actually progressing projects that had otherwise sat in shelves for a long time. So that is why now we have Dart West, we have Metro, we have Lewis Finglas. I would love to have a system where we could get through from idea to implementation much quicker than we do in this country. But unfortunately, that's a bigger problem than what I can solve from Dublin City Council.
Okay, Conor Fulton, is that a fair point that for all the blame the Greens take, and we'll get to the thing about the city streets and the quays in a little while, but it has put in place the plans which now this government have to implement to give us the infrastructure we need?
Well, we certainly agree on one thing, that collectively when we make a decision, we need to act on it far more quickly than we do. And I think the Greens are a lightning rod for criticism on this, and sometimes that is a bit unfair. Certainly they've always backed investing in public transport, and we sure as hell need to do that. But my concern, though, is that we're still not addressing the city's long-term needs. We're a city now of nearly 2 million people. Population has grown by 20% in the last 20 years. We're not going to solve the long-term problem without Metro and without a great deal more spend on large-scale infrastructure. We're just not doing that. Bus Connects, I think, I've said this before, I think Bus Connects, laudable though the sentiment might be, is a long-term strategic disaster for Dublin. It's a very poor decision.
Why is that?
Because I think it's a 10 to 15 year band-aid. It will construct what are essentially bus motorways on the corridors into the city, which I don't think anybody in the city appreciates or will like when they get here. I think it'll be transport's answer to Wood Quay. But more important than all of that, buses just won't cut it for this city's future. We need Metro and we need Lewis lines. Those Bus Connects corridors that have been identified, if we were putting Lewis lines on them, I would be all in favour. In many cases, we need to build Metro, and we are not going to solve the city's problems fundamentally until we do that. As long as we insist on everything being on the surface, buildings aren't allowed to be too high and public transport can't go low, if we insist on a surface city spread out into Kildare and Meath and elsewhere, we are condemned to relive this problem. Janet and I have had more or less this exact same conversation, Janet, I'm going to say 10 years ago, pre-COVID. Other thing worth noting is that COVID kind of saved us for a bit because it took the temperature down on traffic for a while, and also it brought in working from home. So that actually, you know, sort of pushed away the evil day. But 10, 12 years ago, we were talking about Dublin being one of the most congested cities on earth and this continuing to impede our growth. And here we are 10 years later, in exactly the same situation. And I can't say too much. Buses are not going to cut it.
Okay, Mary Rose Burke, Chief Executive of Dublin Chamber of Commerce. What's your view on Bus Connects?
I think Bus Connects is essential and will have to do all the heavy lifting for the next 10 years or so until we get Metro. Metro will be a game changer for the city, and it'll be able to move 20,000 people per hour in each direction. So there is no way to resolve the problem without heavy rail, without Metro, without underground. So we need to move on that. But at any stage, we're 10 years away from that. Like, once we see shovels in the ground on that project, we can then talk about what is the gap in the middle for 10 years. But without the buses and without Bus Connects for the next 10 years, while we're waiting for Metro, we would be in a worse position. So we need all elements. It's not one or the other. We're going to need buses. We need the Lewis. We need DART. We need Metro. But Metro is absolutely business critical for the entire reputation of the city, for the reputation of the country and its ability to deliver mega projects and major infrastructure. All of the great ambition in the National Development Plan is for naught if we can't get Metro started.
Listener says, I'm a Dublin bus driver on Route 39A UCD to Ongar. Can take up to 3 hours at peak times. Who would not want, or who would want not to drive their cars? Janet?
So, I mean, just to come back on the buses issue in general, like, buses are never as sexy infrastructure and transport projects as big underground systems, metros, Lewis's, DARTs, etc. But they are, and they have been for a long time, and they will remain for a long time to come, the heavy lifters of public transport for Dublin. I would love if 50, 100 years ago, we had invested in an underground system for Dublin that was fit for purpose today. But those decisions were not made 100 years ago. Starting from where we are now, the bus is one of the major things we do need to be investing in to keep it moving. But the key thing is, the bus is never in opposition to other public transport systems. We can deliver DART West, we can deliver the Metro, we can deliver Lewis Finglas, and we can significantly improve our bus transport network. Simple things, the 39A, for example, a great example of a route that is congested with places where there's not bus priority along it at certain points in the route. And it really hams it up and means that it slows down when it has to mix with general traffic. Simple things like ensuring that we get red light camera enforcement in the city, which we have been pushing for years, and we have been hamstrung between the RSA and between the departments who did not want to deliver on this, would ensure that we can keep our bus corridors clear, that we can make sure that at junctions when buses are approaching that they are given priority, and that we can keep them running on a reliable schedule. I totally understand the frustration with buses. It's one of the reasons, again, like, I get criticised for being a cyclist for many reasons, but it's one of the many reasons I'm on my bike every day in this city, is because bike times in the city are reliable. Bus times are not.
Okay, we need to take a break. We will come back with lots more of your comments about Dublin. And just to remind you as well, this is part of a nationwide series. We did Galway last night, and we will be talking about Cork, Limerick and Waterford next week.
While everyone's obsessing about the Christmas season, you've got a different season on your mind. One where red noses come from shouting your support in the crisp, cold, pitchside air. Where the roaring fire is in your belly, not your sitting room. And the perfect gift is an unexpected win. Don't miss a moment with a GAA season ticket. A gift for yourself or the fan in your life. Available at gaa.ie/season ticket. Are you in? The GAA, where we all belong.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Many more of your comments. I live in Newcastle in Dublin. We have one bus to 68. There are 114 stops to Dame Street, and it takes 2.5 hours each morning. No choice but to drive. where I live in Lucan. There are new cycle lanes all over the roads which are never used. Why are they prioritising taking up the width of a laneway for bikes, which are nearly always empty, while the cars beside the lane are all stuck in never-ending traffic jam? A nice idea on paper, but the reality is that it's a massive favour. And Janet Horner, I am going back to you as a Green Party councillor for Dublin North Inner City. We're also been inundated with comments about the changes to the traffic flow on the quays and how that, and also the difficulty in travelling by car from one side of the city to the other over the river.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, so we had a meeting just a few weeks ago as the City Council, looking at with the business groups, the retail, the hospitality, the transport, the Dublin Bus and the City Council and a few other different stakeholders in the city, examining how those changes have impacted the city. And in general, and I know this isn't going to be popular with people who are insisting it's awful, but in general, the picture is pretty bright. Retail is doing strong. The businesses are all reporting that they're fairly happy with the customers' access to their businesses in the city centre. Bus times have improved. Public transport numbers are up across the board. And in general, the feeling of it is, from our engagement with stakeholders, that the changes on the quays, despite the various prophets of gloom and doom that came and said this would be the death of Dublin, it has not come to pass. We are looking at a city that, when it comes to the economy of the city centre, it is doing very well. When it comes to, and you mentioned at the beginning of this piece, Matt, the issue of people working mainly the Tuesday to Thursday block, when it comes to the congestion that comes when we have everybody coming into the city centre, that is an issue, and increasing the capacity of our public transport network to make sure we can handle the numbers of people who actually want to come in. And it is fantastic news, given some of the coverage we've heard of Dublin over the last few years. What evidence is showing is people want to come into the city centre again. That is brilliant. We need the public transport network. And all the arguments about congestion on the buses, to my mind, all I am hearing is strong arguments why we need to invest more in our bus network, okay, and in capacity of public transport.
Listener says, I've lived in Chapel Lizard for over 18 years. I use the buses every day to travel to work in UCD. Prior to the rollout of the new F spine route, I could get across to work in 50 to 60 minutes. After the rollout of the new route, it now takes between 2 to 2.5 hours. We can be sitting on the bus for an hour before we even hit the bottom of the quays beside Euston Station. Conor Faulkner, what's your assessment of the change to speed limits and availability of space along the quays in particular, and the new restrictions that are in place a few months for crossing the river at various places?
I think its primary purpose seemed to be to stop car use. That seemed to be the only metric of its success. A tolerance in the city centre for, to my mind, economic damage, I'm not at all convinced. I know the economy is doing well and we're all happy about that. I'm not convinced about the relative success of Dublin City Centre. I had some business involvement there as well. I think the suburban shopping centres are looking forward to a good Christmas. But Dublin, I think, was to some degree hollowed out. And look, nobody wants a traffic jam in Dublin City Centre. There's nobody lobbying for it. It does no bloody good to anyone. But I think if you ask people who've got no choice but to move around by car, some of the examples were given. If you take a commute from the south side to the north side, by car, that's going to take maybe an hour. By public transport, you're looking at two different buses, and as has just been said in the comments, double the journey time. That's a hopeless offer to give to somebody. And in the meantime, we're not investing. Just a quick point on the Lewis, Matt. If we get the Finglas extension to the Lewis done, which Janet says is a priority, if we get it done early by 2030, that will mean that Dublin will have extended the Lewis network by 4 kilometres in 17 years.
Okay, Janet, I have to get Mary Rose back in. I just want to just give some figures in relation to the M50, where travel is up 11% compared to pre-pandemic levels in 2019. The M50, according to the Transport Infrastructure Ireland, is the most heavily used road in the country, with over 150,000 vehicles travelling along several sections of the road on an average day. But the number of collisions are up, 676 collisions on the motorway last year, but up till the end of October this year, an increase to 682. Mary Rose Burke, Chief Executive of Dublin Chamber of Commerce, could it be that we're actually going to have to consider building a new outer ring road, another orbital beyond the M50, to try and relieve the pressure on it? Or would that just simply fill up too?
I don't believe that that's part of the solution. When you build roads, they get full. the people are sitting in their cars because they have no viable alternative. Where we provide people with public transport, it's a victim of its own success. And we see that in the number of people using the buses, the Lewis and the Dart. So it is more public transport we need. And whether it's on the M50 or whether it's through the city, this isn't around demonising cars. This is around removing the historical priority we've given to cars over all other modes of transport. Like Janet said, if we'd invested in a metro system 100 years ago, we wouldn't have this problem, but we now need to do it. So we need to invest in bus. We need to invest in extending Dart and Lewis and get metro underway, and continuing to make sure that through traffic is not congesting the city, but that people who have business, like your caller earlier around a carpenter, can get in and do business in the city. And people have lots of reasons to be in the city, whether it's for hospital, education, business, working, and we need to make it accessible for them while reducing through traffic. And that all has to happen in tandem with accelerating the provision of public transport.
Okay. Is the key saying, though, making public transport, Conor, faster than using your car? Because we're getting countless examples of people saying no matter how bad things are for them in their car, how long they're stuck in it, it's still faster and more comfortable than using public transport.
Yeah, and hence they'll make that choice and more reliable. And you will not fix that by vandalising car use. If you made, already we're one of the slowest cities in the world, average 5 kilometres per hour at rush hour. If you want to make car use even slower so that public transport shines by contrast, that's a really poor idea. We need to make investments in public transport, high capacity public transport. We're going to need to do it. This city's going to be here for another 100 years, we assume. Buses aren't going to cut it. We need to make that investment.
Okay, listener says, traffic has become so bad that I can get from Swords to Monaghan quicker than I can get from Swords to my office beside the Red Cow. That's it. That's all we can do, unfortunately, today. Thank you very much, Janet Horner from the Green Party, Mary Rose Burke, Chief Executive of Dublin Chamber of Commerce, and Conor Faulkland, Transport Commentator. We will be talking about Galway, Waterford and Limerick next week. If you missed our special on Galway last night, that's available if you go to the Today FM player or as a podcast.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.